John Kerry has a blog. So does Denis Kucinich. Howard Dean had one first. Some candidates don't blog at all. President Bush does, sort of. As next year's presidential primaries draw near, the latest resource for activists and candidates of every political bent is the online weblog, or blog. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how blogs are working their way into politics.
Here's some of the advice that presidential candidate and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is getting these days.
Dr. Dean, please consider buying suit jackets that don't hang so low. They make you look shorter than you are. They really, really do. You got nothing to hide, baby.
That's from Blog for America, the official blog of Dean's presidential campaign. It's one of over 150 comments that users made in response to a single posting from the Dean campaign. That edgy interactivity has gotten Dean's blog a lot of media attention. Rebecca Donatelli was the lead internet consultant for Senator John McCain's 2000 presidential campaign, and she currently runs Campaign Solutions, a Republican voter communications firm. Donatelli thinks the media have made Dean's blog hot.
And it's the cool place, and it's the cool thing to do, and if you're of a certain age, you want to be part of that cool stuff. It's the spot to be.
President Bush has a blog on his campaign website, but users can't contribute to it the way they can on Dean's. At a recent symposium at Johns Hopkins University, Donatelli talked about the difference between the internet campaigns of Howard Dean and President Bush.
George Bush, on the other hand, is having to run a completely different kind of internet campaign. He's not the cool campaign because he's the leader of the free world.
She says it's different when you're the underdog.
Yeah, you can do and get excited and try things that the leader of the free world just simply cannot do, wouldn't be prudent, as they used to say.
Not every Democratic presidential candidate believes that blogs are the next big thing. Only 4 of the 9 candidates actually have their own blogs. Senator Joe Lieberman has an online diary on his campaign website, but his last post was a month ago. Alexis Rice is a fellow at the Center for the Study of American Government at Johns Hopkins University, and she runs the website campaignsonline.org. She says blogs circumvent some of the challenges of traditional internet campaigning.
The thing about a blog is it's like a constant email. Campaigns debate of how many emails they should send out in a day. Well, they don't have to worry about that. They can post as much as they want.
About fundraisers, speeches, rallies, and the supporters can go to the blog, read the postings, and respond. And they do respond. The blog on General Wesley Clark's presidential campaign site has received over 52,000 comments in the last 2 months. Still, Lee Rainey, director of the Pew Internet and American Life Project, says it's easy to overestimate the impact of blogs.
It's an elite community that pays attention to them. It's still a small thing.
He says that's true of both candidates' blogs and sites run by independent bloggers. Josh Marshall is an independent blogger. He writes the liberal weblog TalkingPointsMemo.com. He says blogs may still be small relative to mainstream media outlets, but he believes they have an impact larger than their readership.
It's a choice audience in the sense of shaping the debate. They're widely read by people in politics themselves, opinion leaders, other journalists, and so forth.
Marshall describes independent blogs as part of an ecosystem of news sources, where talk radio, newspapers, and magazines each have their own niche.
It's all incremental, but they're definitely part of that broader discussion that shapes how the election is seen, how the candidates will be seen, and at the end of the day, or at the end of that day next November, how the votes are actually cast.
As one analyst said, the internet is like a Swiss Army knife. Email is your basic blade, fundraising is the scissors, blogs are the screwdriver. And maybe in the next election cycle, we'll get the whole knife. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.